tonight it is time to talk about what? Intimacy. So you all ladies, not everybody, but a lot of you have been wanting me to do an a webinar on intimacy. Like, we got people who are not married being more intimate than people who are married. I'm already all getting started. Time out for the foolishness. You know that's the devil. Unmarried people fornicating and married people holding out. That's the devil. But anyway, so wear your big girl pants. This is not going to be there. We're going to talk about our sad scenarios and try to do something. So we're going to go to the word. I've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it again, and I'll talk about it again and again. Because we got to get this thing together. It's going to be a helpmeet that is suitable. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. That's the website. GeraldandYvette.com. And I am the author of Help for the Helpmeet. If you don't have your book in your workbook and you're struggling being a helpmeet, you're struggling in your marriage, you're struggling and you're separated, you're struggling and your marriage is having some trouble, get your book and workbook. Start here. Get you some prayer books. Get you some help. Don't let the enemy take your marriage. Do not let the enemy take your marriage. So when we have an issue or concern or something going on with the Bible, who do we go to? We go to God. So this is imperative, because I think we've come up in our minds, help meets. We've come up in our minds that we have a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And the devil is loving it. He is crashing our marriages. He is having a good old time. And we're just over here holding out. Now, not all of us. Not all of us. But some of you all are holding out because you're mad. You're not a helpmeet that's suitable. Holding out because this happened or that happened. Not a helpmeet that's suitable. So don't put your husband's information. Don't put your king's information in the comments. Do not. Honor your king and talk to God about it. So let me give you the scripture. And we're not going to put inappropriate information. But if you want a longer teaching, we are going to have a teaching on intimacy. People have asked me this question all the time. But we've been separated and I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing either. But you're going to have to get it together. I'm not letting the enemy take my husband or my family or cause me to be outside of God's will. I'm just saying, talk to God about it. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to look at the scriptures because we're going to know exactly what God is saying. So I'm going to help you get strong enough to talk to God. And then when you talk to God about it and he gives you an answer, and you're going to be suitable enough to follow what God is saying. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get it together. So I already know what God's going to say. But you got to trust God. You got to rely on God. But the enemy's not going to have my husband. That's what he's not going to have. And me being outside of God's will, trying to pray, is not going to get my prayers answered. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. You got to be righteous in order for your prayers to be answered. All right, here's the scripture for today, because we're going to get this. We're going to get this, ladies. 1 Corinthians 7 and 4, you already know I was going to go there. You've heard this scripture. I can speak for me. I won't speak for you. I ignored this scripture for a long time, so the enemy would not have my husband. No, I'm going to try to help the enemy. I'm trying to help you not to make the same mistakes I made. I'm separated. And I'm thinking, I got a right to not do this or not do that because he's doing this and he's doing that and he's been here and he's talking to this person and he left me with the kids and all this other stuff. Talk to God. He's going to tell you his word. Here it is, 1 Corinthians 7 and 4. Familiar chapter. You know what's about that? We got to take a sip. When it's a familiar chapter, to whom much is given, much is required. Oh, no. And this is about married people. Don't even play with me. If you're not married, you are not married. Period. Don't play with me. And I'm not talking about people who God has said you have had a divorce from a husband and he still wants you to fight for that marriage. That is not the same thing. But I'm talking about if you've not been married, if you are not married to somebody, you are not married to somebody. But there are some people who God has told to keep fighting for a marriage, even though you're legally divorced. That's different. But I'm talking about if it's someone you're not married to, don't even play with that. That's fornication. We're not talking about that. We're talking about married people. Married people. Okay. Okay. 1 Corinthians 7 and 4 says, the wife, and this is how we're going to start, the wife hath not power of her own body. Go ahead and sip. Go ahead and sip. That was pretty clear. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. Now, the rest of it does say, and likewise, the husband doesn't have, but where the help meets right now. And that's all we're talking about. We don't say, well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. God does not deal with us based on someone else. And they didn't do it. Let God deal with them. But this says, the wife hath not power over her own body. 1 Corinthians 7. You have a problem with the author of the Bible? Okay. All right. So I'm going to read it in the Amplified version because I want to make sure Amplified Classic, because I love the Amplified Classic. That was just King James for those who don't know me well. But Amplified Classic is my favorite. But I'm going to read that too. For the wife does not have exclusive authority and control over her own body. Oh, that was even better. Does not have exclusive authority and control. Go ahead and sip. I've got my cucumber water. Mm-hmm. So when you're wondering how did the enemy get into your marriage? You're wondering how the enemy got to your husband. You're wondering how the enemy keeps causing a separation and you keep praying, but nothing keeps happening. We got to go to the word and figure some things out. Now, I'm not saying this is easy. Do not get it twisted and don't tell the world I said it was no big deal. Oh, it's a big deal, but we got to get strong enough to do whatever it is the word says do. Stop holding out. And as one woman, a follower on YouTube said, you're holding out, will push them out. Because that's so true. That is. Watch last week's Friday Night by the Fire. If you missed it, don't miss it. If not, keep talking to God. Keep reading that scripture until you obey. My marriage is restored and strong and happy and I still fight the devil because he can't. You pray it until you see it. And now I'm on. And when you see it, you protect it. So I don't play games. I don't sit back and say, oh, my marriage is restored and my marriage is great and all that. And then sit back and do nothing. Oh, I'll fight the devil. And I will cut him with a sword. But I got to cut him with the word of God because the sword of the spirit is the word of God. So I got to be in line with the word so I can cut up the devil. Don't say you're a helpmeet warrior and you're not following the word of God because the word of God is your sword. You want to be a helpmeet warrior, you need a sword. You need a sword because you need to know the word of God. Oh, imperative. Okay. So if you're going to be a warrior, let's do it. Because I'm going to fight the devil. But I'm not going to fight the devil for you. I'll teach you how to fight the devil. You fight the devil for yourself. You're not going to hold out and then get the pray for me and my husband. And I'm going to say, do you have your book? You following the word? You doing what God said do? You forgiving? You loving? You submitting? You being intimate? Because I don't need to pray for your husband. I need to pray for you. Because I get a lot of inboxes. Pray for my husband. No, I'm going to pray for you. And let God deal with your husband. Sip. So now y'all opened up a can of worms. Don't them pop it now. Get your big girl pants on. Time to fight the devil. We're going to get all the weapons. Get it right. And going in. Because some of y'all, and don't be scared. Whatever you got to do. But I'm telling you, please don't go to God. Because I did that. God don't want to eye blink. He's like, read my word. Line up and pray. Line up and pray. Line up and pray. And then if you're not strong enough, you got to get stronger, which is not something I can do for you. It's something you got to do. Put the work in. Not putting the work in for other people. Blood, sweat, and tears happening. When I tell you, I'll teach, I'll train, I'll pour into you, whatever the case may be. But you got to do this on your own. Faith without works is dead. Okay? So a couple of you, I need you to read 1 Corinthians 7 and 4. 1 Corinthians 7 and 4 every day this week. And make a declaration. I am not. I do not have power over my own body. I do not have power over my own body. But my king does. My husband does. My priest, prophet, and king does. My PPK does. Whatever you call him, my husband, my honey, my babe, my boo, call him all those whatevers. I don't have power over my body. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 7 and 4. Read it in multiple translations, whatever you got to do. But read it every day. Your body is not your own. And who told you that? Somebody that's not married? Yeah. Somebody that's not married. And all this stuff about making him wait and all that. Who told you that? Jesus told you to do that? Because that's witchcraft. Oh, I'm not even going to get going. We are going in. We're going to go there. That's witchcraft. Witches do witchcraft. And I was like, God, I don't want to do no witch. You're manipulating. If you're doing witchcraft, manipulation is witchcraft. Oh, rebellion against the word when you know the word, witchcraft. Oh, we're going all the way in. Mm-hmm. And look at y'all, help me finish some more water. Thank you so much. So I'm Yvette Benton. That was the tip. Stop holding out. Mm-hmm. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, manipulation and control and witchcraft. I've been there. Oh, I'm not talking about something that I never did. Oh, I did. And I had to ask for forgiveness. I had to get myself together because I kept going to God. God kept sending me to the word. The tip is stop holding out when you're married. Stop it. And then talk to God about it. Don't come for me. And do not inbox me asking me questions. What about this or what about that? Do not. What about? Talk to God about it. Because I'm not going to answer a bunch of questions. Well, he did this and he did. I'm not doing it. Talk to God about it. I can't give you answers like that. That's what we're not going to do. But what we are going to do is we're going to get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yeah, we're going to get strong in the Lord together. That's what we're going to do. Don't come in my inbox because I already had some. Well, I just want to ask you, don't. I love y'all, but I'm not answering a bunch of questions in my inbox about intimacy. When you can talk to God, and I just gave you the scripture, that's it. Amen? All right. So, declare over your body, it is not your own. It is not your own. Read that scripture. Declare it over you. Anoint yourself. Get yourself right and ready. Pray over yourself. That's all I got to say. Because we're going to get strong in the Lord. I'm setting this stuff straight. Going in. Amen. Because I'm trying to help. This is help for the help me. Get your stuff. If you all have your journal, you should be writing your tips. I want some of you to have your tips and tips journal, or if you've been writing these tips in a journal of your own, I want you to look at some of them. I need you to look at some things. because I need you to reread some of the tips that you've had. I'm getting some of the people that are like, you've been on for a while. You still asking me that? Go back. It's time to put some work in. Or some of y'all know you need a mentor. You need a help meet mentor. Not just any mentor. You need a help meet mentor that's not going to play games with you. Then sign up for the army. I'm just saying. There's a difference. A help meet mentor. Yeah. There is a difference. If that's what you need. If you need a business coach or a business mentor, for business, you get business. If you need a help meet mentor, because you need help with it, you need a help meet mentor. I'm just saying. All right. I love you guys. This is so good. I waited a long time. And I said, no, I wasn't going to do one on intimacy. But a couple weeks ago on prayer, y'all asked for this Friday night. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about if he's holding out. We're going to talk about if you're trying to hold out. We're going to teach you how to pray if he's holding out. Teach you how to pray if you've been holding out. We got to cut down the devil. Most likely been some holding out on both ends. And this is what we're not going to do. We're going to expose the devil. We're going to learn how to get stronger. We're going to get this right. Because it's only the devil that wins when a husband and a wife aren't intimate. Only the devil. If you're not married, you need to know what you are in for and prepare yourself. So definitely unmarried women who desire to be married someday. I don't mean you're doing this now. I mean, you're preparing yourself. I wish I knew. Lord, somebody should have told me before I messed up my marriage what I was doing when I was telling him no. I didn't even know I was... I thought I had a right. I'm going to read that again. 1 Corinthians 7 and 4. For the wife does not have exclusive authority and control over her own body. What did God say? That's my answer. What did God say? Oh, he gave us instructions in the New Testament. So whatever foolishness you got going on, we're going to cut it off today. We're going to cut this off today. That's what we're going to do. I'm Yvette Benton. Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. If you don't have your help for the Help Me book, you're probably going to struggle with anything I have to say because you won't understand that God created you to help. Help. Help him. Mm-hmm. All right. You got to prepare. If you're not ready, most likely you're reconciling, separate again. Ask me how I know. What we want is reconciliation and then restoration. Reconciliation and then restoration. Reconciliation is not the goal. Restoration is the goal. You can't restore a marriage without intimacy. How? Okay, we're gonna go together. GeraldandYvette.com. Go to the website. Get your books. Pray over yourself. Get ready. Get ready. We're gonna be on Zoom. Okay. Right. Restoration is the goal. Yes, yes, yes. Whether you're separated or not, we should be constantly restoring our marriage. Back to God, restoring, making it better, stronger. Some of you have good marriages. You want them to be great. Some of you have great marriages. You want them to stay great. Stop holding now. All right. Good night, everyone. I will see you all Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to pray for our kings. Be ready. Y'all have been doing good. I haven't been feeling any kind of disagreement. I've been feeling a lot of agreement. Y'all have come with the right frame of mind. I need you with the right frame of mind. Okay? Tuesday. Meet me there. Every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to pray for our kings.